Welcome to episode 611 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and Anna. This week, we're diving into an exciting experience from one of our own. Outlander travel agent Anna recently attended the GTM North America Conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Over an intense 3 days, she connected with top travel suppliers, explored new opportunities, and gained insights to better serve our clients. So let's hear all about it. Let's get started.
All right.
Well, congratulations, Anna. This is really cool because you have to qualify for this and apply for it.
Yes. So. Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. It was really cool. It was really, it was crazy. It was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you went in July into Fort Lauderdale.
I did.
How was that?
I did. Well, it was funny. I left it's such a packed schedule. Mm-hmm. I left the hotel one time after arriving, and that was to have dinner with a supplier, and that was it. The rest of the time, I never even saw the beach or the pool area. I never even went outside. Like, it was
okay.
It was. I mean, literally, they would start us at 7:15 a.m., and we didn't get done until the evening.
Ooh.
And then we would have some kind of. Two of the nights we had like a dinner or something that would take us on until like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And of course by then, shower and bed. So
see, it's not all fun and games.
It's not. It's really not.
So talk about what GTM is. What does that stand for?
It stands for Global Travel Marketplace, and there's two of them. There's one on the East Coast in Fort Lauderdale, and then the other one is on the West Coast in
Las Vegas.
No, I thought it was in California.
Oh, no, Denver.
Maybe they change it up. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a change because I think the other one's out in California, or maybe this year. I don't know. I know the one this year is in California. I saw that when I was applying, but yeah, so I'm on the East Coast, so naturally I went to this one, but so you kind of go through an intense application process and yada yada, and
they're looking for, like, you have to have a certain level of sales.
Do you have to have, and then one? Yeah, and then you had to do like a video, like I had to record a video, which was totally nerve-wracking because I hate being on camera.
Yeah.
Like explaining why I should go. So I had to do that. And then I had to like list out suppliers that I use and my sales with suppliers, specific suppliers. And I had to have suppliers as referrals and.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But yeah.
But it was still, it was cool though. And then once you do that, you know, you then start getting over, you know, getting all these emails, you have to do all this prep stuff ahead of time. You get an email, ahead of time with a link that you go into, and there's roughly about 200 suppliers. And you literally go through all of them and you rank them, but from 1 to 5. So one is, you know, I really want to get a meeting with the supplier. 5 is not really. So you just rate them, and they ask that you do a minimum of 100 suppliers. So you can do as many as you want. I mean, you can rate all of them.
Wow.
But I mean, there are suppliers that I use all the time. Mm-hmm. There were some that I knew of. I've used a little. There were some that I knew of that I had never used. And there were some that I've never heard of in my life.
Yeah. So what was your strategy? Did you want like FaceTime with ones you didn't know, or?
I wanted a nice mix. So there were suppliers that I do use that I wanted to meet with, cause I maybe had specific questions, that I wanted, and you only get 6 minutes with them, which, in theory, it seems like, wow, 6 minutes, that's a decent, it It goes by so fast. I feel like the moment they sit down, it's time for them to get up.
Yeah.
So I really wanted a mix of ones that I'm using, but I wanted to meet with ones that maybe I've never thought to use, that maybe just to see what they can offer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like speed dating. I have my own, there's this huge conference room and I had my own table with a number on it, mm-hmm. and you can decorate your table. A lot of people do. I did just a little bit, nothing crazy. They come to you. So we get to sit and the suppliers have to run like crazy people all over the place.
So it's not like you're like going, just shifting over one seat. It's like they have to figure out where you are.
Yes. And there's some that like would come from clear across the other side of the room and they get over there like panting.
Wow.
But I will tell you, my saving grace was using granola.
Was that AI or?
It takes notes for you.
Gotcha.
I would hit record every time a supplier sat down and I would tell them that I was using it and it transcribes my notes. And I was worried that all of the like background noise, like it would, after the first round of suppliers, I went back through and looked at some of my notes. They were flawless.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I didn't have to sit there and frantically
write. But, that's a great tip. That's a really good tip. Yeah.
That was amazing. I will probably use it at Connection this year when we go try to use it in our workshops and stuff to see.
At least the round tables.
That was really helpful. But then we also have what's called board rooms. And so we're in the same room every time when you're with the same group of suppliers. So it's the same people, but different suppliers come in for 30 minutes. And we get, you know, a little more in depth, well, a lot more than the 6 minutes in depth dive into
So are they product. Like standing in front of the, like a classroom style?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah. Pretty much. There's a TV at the front so they can use their little slides, but the room is shaped kind of like a horseshoe kind of, well, not a round horseshoe, but you know, the tables are.
Okay.
I'm doing my hands like people on the listening
exactly
can see what I'm doing, but yeah. And so they would stand up front and we would,
Okay, cool.
And of course we still had presenters during breakfast and lunch. So it's like it never stopped.
That sounds really overwhelming. I mean,
it was very overwhelming. Yeah. And stupidly I went in day of, which I thought was fine. Cause it technically didn't start until 2 PM.
Okay.
On that Thursday. So it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it didn't technically start until 2 PM that Thursday. My flight got in, at like 9 AM.
Mm-hmm.
But
you weren't in your room yet, right?
No. I knew another supplier or I knew another travel agent that was there. So she told me I could come to her room and ditch my stuff if I wanted and freshen up. Registration started at 10 AM. But it went until, I mean, like, it was from, like, 10 to 2. I mean, it was a good long time. But so I just kind of lugged my suitcase over to registration. I got registered and picked up my stuff. And there's a great – have you been to the Diplomat Hollywood?
No.
Okay.
It's
a beautiful property. Right off of the check-in area, there's this huge, like, lobby, restaurant. There's a bar in there. There's tables and, like, sofas, lots of seating, and you can actually sit in there and eat. I got after I got checked in and stuff, I sat and got a margarita pizza and just sat. And my room was ready pretty early. I think my room was ready around 11
nice.
Or 12 maybe. So it was pretty, or it got ready pretty early. So I was able to kind of change and freshen up, but hindsight, I would recommend going in a day before just to, get settled and just have a moment.
Yeah.
Cause I knew it was going to be intense, but
didn't know what to expect really.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
so what is the GTM Bible?
Okay. So the GTM Bible is a book that you get when you register, and it is literally just, it's a pretty good size book. So in it, they list every single travel agent that is attending with a picture, contact information, phone number, email, the agency they work for, any affiliations like Travel Leaders or, you know, any affiliations mm-hmm. they have. And that's actually where every supplier that sat down at my table in front of me had one of these as well. And they would open up the book to the page that I was on mm-hmm. and they would write down, because they would ask me about kind of like my business, what right. I sell, what kind of clientele I have. And they would take notes under my picture for, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And then also in here is every supplier
okay.
that is attending as well, which so some of them, like in the boardrooms, I did sit and take notes, but it has like a little section. And I like that they have, it's got a little small snippet of, you know, what they do, what they are, mm-hmm. and their contact information as well. So, okay. It's something nice to have at my desk too.
What was the caliber of suppliers? Were they all luxury? Were they premium? Were they economical budget?
I would say the majority of them were luxury premium. Now we had some couples properties in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting with them. I know couples resorts are, you know, those are nice properties, but, I feel like they're affordable too. Like they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like right. we had a good bit of that too. Like Atlantis from the Bahamas was there. Mm-hmm. Princess Cruises was there. Holland America, Royal Caribbean was there. So there was a nice mix of suppliers.
Did you meet with any DMCs?
Yes.
Sandy, why don't you tell the audience what a DMC is?
So those are our destination management companies. So mm-hmm. like, yeah. So, you know, might be one in Barcelona and they would be our person we could call and ask for, you know, can you help me set up like a hotel and transfers and, you know, what kind of
yes.
tours should I provide and things like that? Like are people on the ground, basically?
Yes. I do know, and I'd have to go back through my notes because honestly, it was so much.
Yeah,
but I know I met with one from Greece. Okay. I did meet with one that works with, I'd have to go back and look through my notes. I don't know if she does yeah. all, like, I think it, I don't remember if it was just cruise clients in Jamaica. Like when you have clients cruising and stopping in Jamaica, I think that's what they do. Like they're mm-hmm. on the ground people there. I had not heard of them before. It was interesting. They're ones that I had kind of flagged to mm-hmm. look a little more into after I got home. Cause in the 6 minutes, it's so hard to like,
yeah, yeah.
Cause they kind of walked away and I'm like, wait, what?
So there's no like trade show where you could go back and talk to them, right? So
no, but they do have some like they did a cocktail hour, they did a welcome event and then a closing event. So the suppliers were there mingling, so you could, you know, seek them out and speak to them. Mm-hmm. I sought out, and you could also message them. There's an app mm-hmm. for the conference. So you can actually message suppliers in the app and say, hey, I didn't get a meeting with you. Can we maybe set aside a few minutes to speak during the conference? Okay. I actually did that with Princess because I sell Princess. I did not get a meeting with Princess, which, you know, was fine. But I was able to set up some time to have a one-on-one conversation with some questions that I had.
Nice.
So that was cool. So yeah, you do have that option.
So I saw, I want to talk about, I know you mentioned Lynn, the Norwegian.
Yes. she's wild.
Norwegian, Hurtigruten BDM. But yeah, talk about like getting to know the suppliers on a different level like that. Cause I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Especially, especially during, you know, like at like the, during the events and stuff, like, during like the cocktail hours and the welcome party and the, farewell party and stuff. We did have an opportunity to like chat with them, like on a more personal and getting to know them on a more personal level, which was really fun. I did have, and it, some of them would get personal briefly during their 6 minute, because I had one, you know, of course they all send follow-up emails, after the event, you know, thanking you, you know, we were so happy to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I had one supplier, email me and say, I know your puppy was so happy to see you. And I was like, oh, wow. I mentioned my dog. I don't remember how that it must, I don't know how that came up. That's but I did. Nice, I had one though. Supplier say, oh, I know your puppy was so happy to see you get home. So it was just, you know, it was hard to get super personal, like during some, you know, during some of that stuff. But, like that's like with Lynn. I've got some great videos of her dancing. we had the DJ cut on Holland's song after they lost.
Oh, really?
Just to
the,
give her a little.
The World Cup song?
And she did a, she was on, it's Holland, the player. It's like his, it's like the.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. The Norwegian guy. Yeah.
I'll have to send you the video. Okay. I have a. I have a great video of her and her hot glued Norwegian ensemble. She hot glued flags together and made a skirt. And
so funny.
It's fun to, it's
She's
fun to
such
see
a
him.
Character. She's fun.
She really is.
I saw some other agents that I knew who were there that were like looking for their match. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like you had a picture and you had to match. With
yes.
Somebody,
so when you first get there and you register, you get your name badge, but then you get a, like a, something like size, maybe like an index card, and it has half of a picture on it. And you are supposed to find the other half of that picture during the conference. And they give away some prizes. And so when you find your match, you're supposed, you know, you post it on the GTM Facebook page, you know, you kind of do some, they have you do a couple little things and you write your name and your match's name on the card and then you turn it in. And you get put, you know, it gets put in a bowl and they, you know, draw some prizes. I didn't win anything, but that's okay. It was fun. But I mean, people would get desperate and like stand at the escalator holding up their card, their picture. It was when we were doing the one-on-one and we got a very brief, 10, 15 minutes, you know, to stretch our legs and use the bathroom. And I was standing in line at the bathroom. There was a lady behind me and she just, we just have to say, huh, what's your picture? And I flipped it around. She was like, oh, nuh-uh, we were a match.
Wow.
Standing in line for the bathroom.
So you had it easy. You found your match.
I know. Yes. I had been awesome. Actively looking, but
yeah,
it was just not in line for the restroom. Just not even thinking about it.
That's a fun kind of icebreaker thing.
It is. I did make some new friends when I was there and I always get nervous doing stuff like that, especially by myself when I really don't know.
There weren't a whole lot
of people I knew.
It sounds like it's really an intense kind of couple of days, you know? So do you think you'll do it again?
Definitely. I don't think I would do it like if I did it again, I'd probably do it maybe in a few years. Like I don't feel like it's maybe like a go every year. Like, I don't know, maybe like as my business evolves or as suppliers, you know, new suppliers, I don't know, maybe a little ways down the road. I mean, I would certainly do it again. It was really cool. It was a really neat experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to make sure you mention?
Let's see. We talked about, I don't think so. Gosh, I think we,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Sorry, I wish I had more to talk about. I don't.
No, I think it's a really good insight into what those kind of events are really like for us. You know, I mean,
yeah, what we do
because it's beach, so.
I know. I did have a really, really great steak dinner though. The one night that we had dinner to ourselves, nice. I went out with another supplier, and she and I had a nice glass of wine and an amazing steak, and it was delicious. Oh,
perfect.
Nice. Yes.
And that is some really good, networking time out there too.
It is. Actually, it was with a supplier that I really use a lot and wanted to talk with some. So it worked out great. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.